Okay, let me speak a little. You want to start kicking off with the public comments?
Well, yes, let's do. I don't have much of input, actually, but I'm not sure if people had any chance to read all through yet, or if you're still at it, or if we should fool ourselves in any way of doing it. I also see in parallel to this, but that is regional organizations like CENTH, for example, is having some comments as well and preparing comments for the CCWG. Just a notice. Do you know about, or Christine or anyone else, if other regional organizations are preparing comments for the CWG or the CCWG, etc.?
I know Lactiel has submitted public comments. That was
to
an
CWG.
Interesting to the CWG. Yeah, that's the only thing I know. I know Centre is focusing on the combination. It's say the reason why Lactiel was able to or could submit a statement from members present is on the 20th or the 22nd, they had a meeting in Lima, in or Lactiel meeting. So that was the right in time, and probably what you see, and for others as well, especially for the regional organizations, the deadline was too short to use their normal processes to produce a common statement. So that's something to note. And I think they have more time for the CCWG, at least Center does. And I know there was, what I've heard, LACTLD had a bit of a more of a focus on the CWG proposal. And if you say a little bit on the numbers, it's, if you include the comments received post the 20th, there were 14 comments out of the 51 or 52 from the CCTLD community at large. So that includes comments from individuals from the CC community, like Peter Koch from DNIC. And he was, if you look at the substance, he was wearing a bit of an ITF hat until, the statement or the submission from LACTLD, which, was a group of CCTLDs present in Lima. And then you had the Center Board of Directors comment, and then, from individual CCTLDs. So that were... And that was a reasonable spread, although I have to say most of them were from north, from Europe, from the European region.
Okay. So I noticed Lisa is on mute, but present on the phone. She's in the airport and has just half an hour or so. We have not had any more, so it's Bart, Christina, Lisa, Martin, and I on this call, so as I understand it. Excellent, just good to know. Lisa, I don't know if you have the screen as well, but we were also talking about intense working days. I'm not sure if we have anything to add on that, so any preparations or anything to consider before diving into it. Do you have anything? I gather you have a upper hand on information here, so.
I just returned from my vacation, so my upper hand is not that upper. But and Jonathan and I actually need to talk about those days, but we're going to deal with the public comments in details. And try to find out what to do about the proposal, if there's any need for changes to the actual proposal coming out of the public comment. And I haven't had the time. I've only very briefly look at the comments. So I'm going to use, I'm traveling to Brussels, and I'm going to use that time to dig into what's been written.
So will the comments run the agenda, or will the punch list run the agenda? Do you have any idea? So it's a two ways of approaching the issues.
It's going to be a mix. I think we need to deal with both.
So what else? Well, it's just looking forward to it. It's just a couple of days left then. So happy reading. I'm not sure what else. Oh, I see Paul joined. Hello, Paul. I guess you're on mute. We were talking about the public comments. If we could add anything, if you're not on the screen, we were talking about intense working days right now. And Lisa just said she returned from a vacation, so she'll read ahead, preparing. And then on the agenda we have, as always, the notion of outreach. Can and should anything be done? And then we were talking about a fourth agenda point about the upcoming ICANN meeting and the CCNSO specifically, then, of course. So if no
Paul has raised his hand, Stefan.
Oh, sorry. Paul, please.
That's all right. I just thought as I joined the call I might as well say something. So I've read a few of the comments. I have to say it was a great shame that there weren't more comments submitted. The bottom line is the CC voice isn't well. How can I put it? The requirement to ensure that there isn't discrimination of those CCs that are either contracted to ICANN or members of the CCNSO or not members of the CCNSO. There's nothing there that sort of enforces the desire for IANA to deliver service on a non-discriminatory basis. And I thought some CCs would highlight that, but to be candid, very few CCs actually participated. So I think we need to make sure that all CCs, irrespective of their particular persuasion, are ensured that ICANN does not interfere with their operations any more than is necessary, or any more than has been agreed. Necessary is they don't. One of the things that did come out, particularly from Australia's comments, which were quite good, was the one of authorizing function. The CWG have come to the conclusion that there is no need for an authorizing function. I think that's a good thing. The registry remains in responsible for their entries in the IANA database. The registry exclusively remains responsible for entries in the IANA database. But we also need to make sure that if there is a reassignment of the CCTLD, that it is local process, local law, local compensation, etc., that is payable to the incumbent, if applicable. That's that. And the other thing that I think we need to really stress is effectively that the IANA function is working well today, and nothing post-transition should be done to undermine the service that CCs are getting today. And I know that focuses on my group, the SLE group. We've had meetings or two telephone conferences now with ICANN staff, IANA staff, who, to be candid, are being very helpful. And I'm quite optimistic come the 8th of June, we should have something that is very similar to the SLE that has already been produced, bearing in mind we aren't seeking to change anything. Those people that were saying that we were changing stuff either didn't understand or just making mischief. We're not seeking to change anything. We're seeking to capture the current activity levels. What was clear, unfortunately, is some of the subroutines for managing timestamps have been disabled. The database is in the data. The data is in the database, but the tools for extracting the data have been removed. But once Kim was aware that the database had the times, a lot of their initial fears were alleviated. So I'm very optimistic that we will have a quality SLE, if not finished by the 8th of June, well under the well underway. So quite a positive output there. Anyway, thanks for the microphone.
Thank you. Yeah, so that is positive, I think, at least. So should we continue? Paul was talking about several things, but in agenda we were talking about outreach. Should anything be done now? And I have no proposals for the moment. I can report back to you that I had a Swede meeting with all the Swedes, interested Swedes, with the government of Sweden, and their take on this proposal was much more of United Nations oriented. It was the optics, as they keep talking about, and my government sent an answer for 12 pages, quite ambitious, explaining that this has to be sellable to the swing states within the UN processes, like, for example, India. So that's a very different perspective when they approach this issue. It's just fascinating to see how people you know quite well can look upon this so in a very different way. And we're having a new Swede meeting tomorrow, preparation for ICANN, next upcoming ICANN meeting, and I guess we'll hear some more about that then. So let's go to that one then, ICANN meeting update. Any ideas or suggestions for how we could prepare for the upcoming ICANN meeting? I noticed in the agenda for the CCNSO that there are some slots, of course. Yes, Martin, please.
Hope you hear me now.
Yes, we do, Martin.
Okay, that's fine. Going back to the outreach point, please.
Oh, sorry.
There is an opportunity to reach out to more CCs as there is a Center Jamboree coming up.
Yeah,
and
you're right.
I'm not sure. I personally will not be there even. But isn't that an opportunity that we could use to do something?
Yeah.
Because my thing is that there's a group that is interested and quite well knows what's going on, and there's also a group that doesn't seem to follow much of it. Still.
Thank you. I totally forgot that. Thank you, Martin. Since we're the host for it, I really should have considered it. I'll talk to the rangers, to the managers of the Jamboree about it and see if we can have some kind of presentation, just reminding people, even though we are part of the public parliament. Sorry?
Okay, that will be good. No, that's a good suggestion. So, thank you.
So just thank you for raising the Centre Jamboree. I will not be at the Centre Jamboree either. I think the main focus needs to be very much sort of informing people that this work is going. A question I have for Lisa, really, will there be an opportunity for the final version of the proposal to be commented by the CC community? Or is the next stage, it just goes to the other group, the ICG group?
There is no plans for further public comments, neither CCs nor the chartering organizations. But I don't know, it's not what I think would be a good thing to do is instead having a contact with the CCNSO and try and ask those guys to do outreach to the CCTLD world regarding this, because they need their input on their opinions. So they can get some from the public comment, but as you say, that's not the final proposal. So we're running a bit short of time because it's going to be the 8th of June. That's going to be the final proposal. And we need to keep in mind that this is still going to be worked on by the ICG that's going to merge the three proposals in the end. So it's going to be a puzzle to have this done. But there are no plans, but there is a meeting later today where you can raise that issue. Thank you.
So the other thing is, I'm aware that NTIA have said, do you need more time, and if so, how much more time? What is the proposal there? Because I think it's very clear we need to have more time, and I want to make sure that the community manage the process of requesting more time, so we enhance the multi-stakeholder model rather than just by default getting more time. Is there a proposal to formally say we need X more months, or how is that going to be handled?
But Paul, that letter has been sent to the ICG. It's not been sent to the CWG. And, of course, the ICG is consulting with the different groups, and being one of the groups that hasn't submitted a proposal yet, of course, we're one of the groups that will be asked. But I think this is, as I say, we still need to have any proposal dealt with by the ICG after having it submitted to the chartering organizations during the Buenos Aires meeting. And even with that, it's going to take quite a long time. So I'm, for now, there are no plans of postponing the CWG proposal. And I'd like to add something about the Jamboree, because while a Jamboree could be a good idea for the outreach, it's going to be different groups on different days, so it's not a whole group all 3 days. So I'm not sure if we want to do outreach during the Jamboree, if we should have repetitive sessions, so we have more than one. So that was two issues. Sorry. I'll go on mute.
Okay, so speakers list, both Martin and Lisa have their hands up. Are they all the new ones? And Bart as well. So no one remains. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So outreach could be mentioned, but to sum up, Lisa, if we're having it, we need to say it several times, and maybe it's not the right one in the meetings, actually. Okay. Mm-hmm. What about CCNSO upcoming meeting? If no one has any proposal or question, I would like to pose a question, and that is, what will happen with the CCNSO if there are opposing views? I'm thinking about Namibia, for example. So is it public, or do anyone know how this will be handled with opposing views within the CCNSO? Are there any news here?
Stefan? Yeah, let me take a step back and go, say, around what Paul just raised as an issue.
Okay.
On starting with once the... Let me do it differently. If you look at the full process of the CWG as defined in the charter, the CWG up till the final recommendation is, I would say, phase one. The next phase, and this is what I know, say, the GNSO and the others are preparing for, including the CCNSO, is the decision-making on the proposal. It's only after the chartering organizations, that is the CCNSO, GNSO, the GAC, etc., have agreed on the proposal, it goes to the ICG. It's not before, so the CWG cannot send a proposal directly to the ICG without, support and or no objection. Now, focusing on the CCNSO decision-making process, what I know from and from the council discussions to date, it is the CCNSO, hence the members and council, but they've made very clear, and they will make very clear, that the role of the CCNSO council is limited in the sense of a kind of vetting of process. The step before will be to seek consensus from the broader CCTLD community on the proposal. The council, and I would say the CCNSO members, are very aware there are members and non-members, and that in this particular, the IANA stewardship transition, there is no distinction between members and non-members because all are affected one way or the other. So that's, and if you go back to the outreach program that we discussed some time ago, that's around the core of, the outreach program as well. At this stage, the CCNSO is, or the CCNSO Council is relatively relaxed or doesn't do relatively much because currently, as it's still in phase one, the CWG finalizing its proposals, it's up to the CWG members to reach out. Once and we're getting clearer to that point, once the proposal is finalized, it's more to the CCNSO as one of the chartering organizations to reach out to the full CCTLD community and engage them in that process, and in order to, depending on where we are, to seek consensus. And my understanding again, and that's been repeatedly said, if there is no consensus, which does not mean full consensus or unanimity, don't get me wrong, but if there is no consensus in the CCTLD community, the CCNSO Council is very reluctant to take a next step or to take any decision at all, because one of the things they're very aware of, they do not want to have a split within the CCTLD community. Now, moving forward to the ICANN meeting in Buenos Aires, and I know, as some of you may know, the CCNSO has a program working group. It has slotted in quite some time for a fulsome discussion around the CWG proposal and its links with the CCWG Accountability Working Group. And so we were still working on the details. And I know there is, on Monday morning, there is a very, right after the opening session, there will be a two and a half hour update session of the CWG and CCWG, again explaining where they are at that point in time. So the CWG, so that is Lisa and Jonathan, will probably, assuming the final proposal is ready, will present the final proposal, including the interdependency or the linkages with the CCWG and other issues. And the CCTLD community, and this is something that's discussed, will be made very aware of that session, so probably best to attend. And finally, again, this is part of the work going on within the CC&SO, and particularly the program working group, it's an effort to organize these sessions together with the regional organizations, so the Buenos Aires meeting. But at the end of the day, it all depends, what will happen in Buenos Aires depends on two things, probably, whether the CWG indeed delivered its final proposal prior to the BA meeting, and whether the CCTLD community is ready to take a decision. And then the rest is all geared to make that possible.
Oh. Okay. Thank you, Bart. There are several aspects of this, as we probably knew. What is happening in the chat then? Lisa talking about the GAC will give more of a non-objection. Lisa has done a good job. Yes, you have. India and others have strong views. I agree about that. And Martin talks about, so the council will not make a decision before BA. And I guess the answer is no to that. So we are at half hour almost in 1 minute or so. Are there anything else? I see Lisa is typing. No, the plan is to make the decision during the BA meeting.
Just to confirm, and although it's not publicly on the agenda, if you would look at the CC&SO agenda itself, so I think there are almost 5 hours of the 2 days are focused on the CWG and the CCWG proposals. And it will definitely not, and the council will definitely not take a decision before the BA meeting.
Mm-hmm. Okay. As expected. So we're on the half hour. Do you have any more comments, questions, suggestions? By the way, Bart and Christina, do we have a next meeting point for this meeting? Are we still on every second week or every week, Mondays?
I think you all appreciate it, so we keep it up for the next week, but that's up to you. We can do it for half an hour, if that's time enough. Probably maybe next week is interesting after the intense working days.
Yeah. Okay.
So will that be at 13?
Sorry?
Would that be at 13 UTC, the regular time, on Monday?
Yes, that's probably best.
Okay, so we're at the half hour. Some more comments are coming in here. Stefan, will you run to Mayana Outreach at the Jamboree? As always, Lisa, I don't know. I will see if I can do something good out of it. And Martin is here as well. So if that is all, I suggest we sum up for today and say thank you all and see you next time. So bye-bye then.
Okay, thanks, Staffan. Bye-bye all.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Christina Nordstrom. Left.